I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources report the muskie is an elusive fish in West Virginia waters, but DNR researchers are finding it is more abundant now than probably ever before. I'll explain a little more about their findings when we come back.
Take me fishing and show me how to drive the boat.
Take me fishing so I can tell you what a great dad you've been.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing because I miss my boy.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
Last year, the DNR wrapped up a six-year study on muskies in Middle Island Creek. Biologist Scott Morrison says there were some interesting findings from that study.
Males seem to move a lot more than females do. Middle Island Creek's about 70 miles long, and we found males that moved over 50 miles during that time, which is, you know, basically they probably move throughout the whole length of Middle Island Creek.
Additionally, the growing rate of these fish varies very much by the sex.
We also found that females grow a lot faster than males do. At about 6 years old, a female will be 38 inches, where a male will only be about 34 inches.
Now, Morrison says the study has shown that muskie numbers are actually up in West Virginia waters from what they were just a few decades ago.
We were pretty pleased. We averaged taking about four muskies per hour of electrofishing, and this study was done 35 years ago, and they only took two fish per hour then. So looks like we feel the muskie population in Middle Island Creek is very healthy.
Now, four fish an hour may not sound like a whole lot, but Morrison says there are never going to be a large number of muskies in West Virginia simply because of the nature of this fish.
We feel there's like one or two adult muskies per acre of water. Since they're the top predator, you're never going to have a whole lot of those fish, and density is kind of self-limiting on how many fish are going to be there, and so there's never going to be as many of those. Their reproductive capacity is a little more limited, but you know, we feel that certainly in the Buchanan and Middle Island Creek, there are healthy populations of muskies, and we're going to see if we can make those same conclusions for the elk and the little canal.
Now, the DNR conducted a simultaneous study on the Buchanan River. Their conclusions there are not done yet, so that work will continue. But next year, similar studies will begin on the Little Kanawha and Elk Rivers to judge the life cycles of muskies there. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.